Good morning. It's 7:25 a.m. on Saturday, August the 22nd, 2020. It's not a smoky day. It's real smoky. I keep looking up to see if there's some cloud, if I can see any clouds in the sky, but I don't see anything that looks like cloud structure. There's a real pale blue wash. There may be clouds up there somewhere, but the visibility is it's not helping. So I don't know. It's smoky. The sun is actually turning a little bit yellow now. I took the picture. The sun was pretty red. I looked out at 6:30. It was really red, and sadly, I didn't get out then. But yeah, okay, fine. It took me 10 minutes to get the photos loaded this morning, which is not normal. At least I can do it in 2 or 3 minutes. My phone is being stinky today. Steel plates ahead. Okay. I suspect they're going to be digging up the road. Or already have. Kinds of stuff marked out over there. I don't know if they're going to work on it today or if they're just getting it ready for Monday morning. So, yeah, yesterday I lost pretty much the heart of the day to Sipwa. The scheduled board meeting for 9 a.m. And it ran till almost noon. It was only supposed to be an hour, but it ran until almost noon. So by the time I got to the afternoon, it was like I was exhausted, but I did dig my feet in and found 1,200 words in the afternoon, and I'm gonna go back and try again this morning. See if I can get an hour in before my wife gets up. Well, she gets up, then I can go to the grocery store. Although, I can't go to the grocery store before night. So yeah, I should have about an hour before I can go to the grocery store. Can't go before 9 because that's when the pharmacy opens. could go at 8:30, get the grocery shopping done, and then hit the pharmacy after. Glamorous life of a full-time writer, huh? What are the issues that I wrestle with? Right now I'm wrestling with, actually, the beta readers for the Barbarian book. I'm going to stop calling it Hostage. Because that's kind of a spoiler. No, well, it's... Yeah, it's absolutely a spoiler. It's sort of like the title of the Shear books are spoilers. But there's a structural difference between the Shear books and this Barbarian book. One of the beta readers suggested that we change the title to something else. And I like his choice, but... Oh, and several of them said that they... The title was the only part of it that spoiled it for him, because it was a spoiler. So yeah, I think we're going to change the title. I don't know what we're going to change it to yet. But it was a very good. It was a very good critique. All of the feedback has been very good. It's been very welcome. The nomenclature is a problem. Because there's a lot of foreign words in this book. There's a lot of foreign words in this story. And there's no good way to really get at the meaning of the foreign words within the context of the story. So I'm left with, okay, do we go at it a bad way? Do we do something like, yeah, put a glossary at the front so that they see it first? So that they being the readers, see it before they dig into it. In context, to me, the words seem pretty self-evident. The use of honorifics. The honorifics are different. The naming conventions are different. I don't know. I don't know if it's something I need to worry about or not. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monkey post. It smells smoky this morning. It smells. It's just the faintest whiff of smokiness in the air. Walking and not talking. I have like 17 different things going on in my head at once. One is the new Ishmael book. I'm still thinking about the Barbarian book. And I'm thinking about the book I'm reading, which is, I mentioned yesterday, Hexing with Chance of Tornadoes. And thinking about, okay, I have this sort of, you know, it's like, I don't read vampires, I don't read shifters, I don't read. And yet all of those things are in this book and I'm enjoying it. It's a very surface level enjoyment, but I'm enjoying it. Somebody asked me about, I made it in my newsletter last week. I made a comment about how I was reading a book that was published, you know, tried published. I was enjoying it in spite of it. Okay, somebody's doing laundry too. That's interesting. The smell of the laundry smoke cuts through the smoke. The smell of the laundry soap cuts through the smell of the smoke. Bleh. Say that 3 times fast. So anyway, I mentioned a comment about last newsletter. I put in a recommendation for Ket Roka's Deal with the Devil. I wanted to know why I didn't read trad. What was the problem with traditional poetry? And I said I don't. I have a policy of not reading it because of the way they treat authors. I'm recognizing that the policy was a bit inconsistent, and that occasionally I will read a trad pub. Yeah. Most often it's because it's a reference book or one that is not available elsewhere. And which has information that I need or want. I'm thinking like cookbooks and stuff. I bought a pizza cooking book. And I have a friend who wants me to buy this bread baking book. Bread Baker's Apprentice, I think it is. And I'm like, okay, maybe. But Stradpub, is there anything in this book that I'm not going to get someplace else? The answer is probably not. I'm not desperate enough yet to want to go there. So yeah, I'm certain sense I'm inconsistent. But it got me thinking about the other reading inconsistencies. It's like I really don't like short stories, but occasionally I used to narrate for Tales to Terrify, and I even did one for Escape Pod once. I read a couple for Starship Sofa. Did the narration for them. I wouldn't have read them otherwise. But there's sort of this sort of absolutist idea. It's like, well, I'm not going to read that because it's got a werewolf in it. I'm not going to read this because it's got a vampire in it. And yet a lot of the stories that I've read in the last 3-4 months have violated that rule. And I enjoyed them for the most part. For the most part, they were books that were written by friends, so it's like, okay, I can see them writing this book. Which added a dimension to the stories that aren't necessarily evident across the board. But these paranormal women's fiction books are all pretty much dealing with things that normally I would not read. But the stories that they're telling are interesting. And I'm suspending my no vampire, no werewolves rule. At least for this group. It's like, I seem so inconsistent sometimes. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. One thing I know for sure is that I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.